When you haven't seen or talked to someone for a while, you wonder how and what they're doing. Then here I run into Robert Kasmer, an Imago relationship therapist for couples. He was on this radio show twice, many moons ago. Come to find out, he has done this now for 25 years. Good for him. I twisted Bob's arm a bit to come on again this Saturday morning, and he's going to delight and inspire us all with Imago relationship therapy. Bob Kasmer will also discuss how to go from conflict to connection and how to heal relationships this Saturday morning from 8 to 11.
Welcome to Gesundheit with Jacobus, Health Talk Radio, integrating allopathic and all-natural medicine one show at a time. Here is your host, Jacobus Hollewein.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We will be on till 11 o'clock talking about relationships, and we do it with Bob Kasmer, who has been a regular guest, a couple times in the past, long time ago. On this program, and like the promo said, I ran into him and I said, we got to do this again. It's been a while. So I'm glad he's back with us on the program, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy this. This affects all of us, talking about relationships. And so as always, as we talk about health, healing, and healthy lifestyles, and that's what this program is all about. We talk about all allopathic medicine and all natural medicine, the integration of the two. And be it mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, these are topics that will be discussed every Saturday morning on this program. As always, when we talk about this, just want to let you know that we're not here to diagnose or treat or cure. We're here to help. We're here to educate, inform, and entertain. Find information. Look it up on the internet. Bob has a website. And you can actually get a lot of information from that and great links from there on out so that you you become better educated about this specific part of health. Now, let me tell you a little bit about him. Robert Kasmer is a licensed psychotherapist in private practice in Bozeman, Montana. He has a master's degree in social work and more than 20 years of experience in the therapeutic counseling of couples, adults, families, adolescents, and abused children. He is highly effective as a workshop presenter, group facilitator, and individual counselor. Montana's first certified Imago therapist, Mr. Kasmer, is a member of the Institute for Imago Relationship Therapy. He has completed intensive training through IIRT on an ongoing basis and has co-facilitated workshops. He has completed additional work in couples therapy at the University of Washington's Gottman Institute. For his general practice, Mr. Kasmer has completed advanced training in family therapy, family mediation, chemical dependency, depression, and hypnotherapy. He is an experienced hypnotherapist and has taught hypnosis to colleagues in social work and mental health fields. So, if you don't hear Chuck say anything, that means that he is probably under hypnosis today. Chuck, good morning to you, by the way.
Good morning, Jacobus.
And I don't mean by the way like by the way, but of course, good morning.
Good morning.
So if you feel somebody looking and staring at you from your left, it's Bob, who will be putting a spell on you.
I'm not scared.
No, I know you're not. A resident of Bozeman since 1994, Mr. Kasmer previously practiced in Michigan and New Mexico. He is located at the Medical Arts Building, 300 North Wilson, and you can call him anytime at 585-2710, 585-2710, and his website is Robert Kasmer, with one O. Kasmer is K-A-S, the S from Sam, the M from Mary, E-R, Kasmer, robertkasmer.com. So check that out. Having said all that, Bob, good morning to you.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
You may have to come closer to the microphone, or you can sit back, but I'll pull the microphone towards you.
Okay, whoops.
And, of course, then we have Chuck, who will make sure that you sound great.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, hey, there we go. So, my goodness, what a topic. Relationships is something that always interests me because it's all about relationships wherever we go, isn't it?
Absolutely. People don't come in to a therapist, psychologist, psychiatrist's office for problems with their car, decorating their house. It's always about relationship, whether it's with an employer, a sibling, a spouse, but it's always about relationship.
It is.
I think it's about relationship and how we greet the world, how we interact with the world around us.
What is it, if I look at your resume, things that you have done, I mean, mm-hmm. just in a nutshell, what was it about imago relationship therapy that pulled you, that you said, you know, this is it? What was it? Who is behind it? Who is the inventor of this or inventors? And how, what was it that made it so special for you?
Well, Harville Hendricks, who is a PhD psychologist, and approximately 32, 35 years ago, he was teaching at one of the Texas universities. And after a second divorce, his students start saying, hey, you know, you're a psychologist. What's going on? This is your second divorce. And at that point, Harville did some a reflection on why is this happening? And then he realized there were no therapies out there, no models of psychotherapy for relationship. There were a lot of models and a lot of good people out there who were working with individuals, but the format to work with two people and focus on the energy, the relationship between them is much different than working with two individuals. And he has been developing this program over the last 30-some years, remarried to another psychologist this time, and they've been married probably 25 or 30 years, Helen Hunt, and they've developed this program using their own ideas, stealing ideas from other models of therapy, and there's a group of therapists that have all added to this, and the model keeps evolving.
Mm.
Why I got into it was that going back years ago, the suffix do in Japanese means the way. Aikido, mm-hmm. Judo, karate do. And I always thought there should be relationship do, a way to higher consciousness yeah. through relationship. And I think Harville Hendricks and the group of imago therapists around the world are really going towards that. You know, one of the sayings is that we're born in relationship, we're emotionally traumatized, wounded in relationship, and we'll be healed in relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We know that humans just don't do well in isolation.
That's a good point. You know, you just lose it. Now, so Harville Hendricks, so it's about 30 years old.
30, 35 years old,
huh.
Yeah.
Huh. Now, the imago. What is the difference between imago and image?
Well, in Latin, that's what imago means, is image. And what they're referring to is that we tend to, and I say tend to because people want to struggle with this, but we tend to have an unconscious template in our brain, in our mind, about what relationship will be. And we have that image, and it often comes from our childhood, just by passive observation and learning, like we learn any language we know. We get that template from watching our parents or the people who raised us, how they interact. Mm. And we tend to go to what's familiar, not what's healthy, and we see that over and over again, and we think we tend to marry people that are often similar to our parents.
Yes.
And a combination of mom and dad, let's say, and often not their best traits.
I see. Uh-huh.
And then we believe that it's an opportunity if you have the two people working together to work out some of the unconscious, let's say, behaviors that aren't working for people and bring them to a higher consciousness of relationship. So people begin to own their role in creating the good, the bad, the whatever they have.
My God, if you look at society and you look at the amount of divorces there are, the effect that has on children, we see that going together with a tremendous increase in drug use. We see it in still domestic violence, just unhappy relationships amongst the young people here. And that also goes together with what's going on with the parents itself.
Absolutely.
This is this. We as parents really have a responsibility, you know, to start today. It's always the first day of the rest of your life, as they say, to really try to fix things. And we're just, I don't really think that we're equipped. As that's why we have to come to a therapist like yourself to learn what this is, because you cannot just get up in the morning and do stuff and then go to bed at night and say, I did everything I had to do. Apparently, that is constantly, like you say, we're in relationships with people all day long.
Yeah. And you bring up a great point. 52% of first marriages in America end in divorce. 65% of second marriages end in divorce.
Wow.
And I've read varying numbers on third marriages. And I think my theory is that I'm getting towards 60. My parents' generation didn't have a clue about relationship, but my generation has the opportunity to, I think, in the first time in the history of the world, to have focus on relationship. Abraham Maslow's work, hierarchy of needs, and the first needs were, you know, food, shelter, clothing, the basics. And I think my parents coming through the Depression and all that, that was their focus. And even though we've written about love for hundreds of years, I think my generation really has the first opportunity to really move into the second layer of needs, which is intimacy and maybe a more spiritual life exploration. And marriages up until I think recently have been based on political and maybe religious reasons and economic reasons. And now people are really able to take the time and want a healthy relationship. But this is a new exploration. Nobody seems to have the tools to do it. And the tools we got were from our parents. And our parents absolutely did the best they could. And it's not to blame, it's to explain. And I can't emphasize that enough. And so we are trying to learn what people's core needs are and help themselves and help their partner meet those needs, feel more fulfilled. And when it works, people live longer, they have disease less frequently. When they get sick, they recover faster.
Well, it's interesting that you bring this up, because if you look at the older generation, our parents, and before, there were a lot less divorces. But it was a very much a male-dominated world. Women were not supposed to be in the workplace. Women were not to speak, not supposed to speak up. With the whole women's liberation and the way society has gone, women are more and more equals, are able to express themselves, are doing that in the relationships, are showing in their behavior characteristics that usually would show up in the male. And so is that a reason why we see more divorces?
Well, I don't know if I could. I would say there's a correlation to prove causation. I don't think I can. Maybe some researchers can. But I think women are demanding of their husbands way more than they ever did before. And
is that partly because they work out the house and say that as we have to pull the load together?
Well, I don't know if that's part of it, but I think women in the last 20, 30 years have really begun to have a voice. And they are pushing for more intimacy, more connection, and just a healthier relationship. And I think a lot of men, Matter of fact, I call the women the draggers in my office, and the men usually the draggies. And women are pushing for a deeper sense of relationship, deeper meaning. And I think that's part of it. But there's economics plays in on this. There's lots of different things that have led to this point in time in relationship and people evolving for or wanting to evolve into healthier, more dynamic relationships.
I see.
And when you go back to the parenting issue brought up, I get people coming in all the time and saying, I don't know what else to do in my marriage. And it's because they haven't, you know, their toolbox is limited. A lot of times people come in and are thinking about divorce, but they don't want a divorce. They just don't know how to make it better. And so by learning these tools, it goes back to what you were talking about, is the healthier relationship mom and dad can have, or, you know, the couple in the house, the healthier relationship they are teaching their kids constantly. The kids are observing. Their brains are attuned to learning at that point, at an early age. And they see what's going on, and then we do what we know, not what's good for us.
Yeah, you often more and more because this is such a country that idolizes athletes and and Hollywood. You often see more and more interviews with individuals who say how they grew up in a broken household, how they were raised by their mother who had 3-4 jobs trying to make ends meet. They had 5 siblings. And somehow here they rise to the top and now they're gazillionaires. And of course, those are visions that gives those broken up families or children who only have one of the parents left and who are going through tough times the hope that there is a possibility for them. But obviously, those percentages are extremely small for those who make it to the top.
Abysmal.
Yes.
And, you know, there's always people that are going to do really well no matter, in spite of their environment and no matter what happens. Yeah. But for the greater masses, that's just not true.
No. And besides, finance is only one thing. It all comes down to the relationships.
Yeah, I think kids do really well under most conditions if they really feel loved. Not just know it, but feel loved. And it's a tough thing to communicate, and it's tough for parents who didn't get it when they were kids. We do what we know, unfortunately, as I said. But I also want to say that there's been a lot of research about divorce. And Judith Wallerstein, University of Michigan, a 25-year study, her study found that kids will do pretty well through a divorce long as mom and dad still stay connected, but dad has to stay in the picture. If the father walks away, the kids tend not to do very well.
I see.
You know, and I'm often
walk away. We're talking about different city.
Yeah, they so just vanish.
But if you stay in town,
yeah,
okay, then it's
and they have regular visits. Dad is still a dad, and often fathers, for some reason, will be better dads after divorce than during marriage. But that's a different subject. Divorce doesn't have to be destroy children. It depends on how the parents do it. But there hasn't been a study that shows how kids fare in a house that's really chaotic and there's a lot of arguing going on and acrimony versus divorce. We don't know how kids raised in those homes do versus divorce.
Well, there is often a you know, I've listened in the past to somebody like Dr. Laura, okay, and people can laugh about her, but she says if you go through a divorce and you get whoever takes the responsibility to take care of the children, she says make that your commitment until they're all gone out the door before you decide you want to start another relationship. And often people start relationships which causes the divorce to begin with.
Right.
And then when the kids are involved, they go right away from a imbalanced home to a broken home into right away into a new relationship mm-hmm. with her new home, mm-hmm. and it goes way too fast for the kids because they're slapped over the head from the left side uh-huh. because one of the parents was already in this long-term relationship.
Yes.
So that is one of the tough things that I feel for the children to deal with, these quick changes mm-hmm. that in a way have been brewing, but they weren't aware of it.
Right.
And now, how are they going to deal with that? So when we come back, let's talk about that, if you don't mind.
Of course.
Folks, you're listening to Gesundheit with Jacobus. Chuck Martel is making sure that we all sound good, so we hope we are coming out loud and clear. On the other hand, we have Bob Kasmer with us as a psychotherapist, and he is talking with us about imago relationship. Stay tuned, because we will be right back.
Better than pleading the fifth.
Why must I be surrounded by fools?
Becoming a student of the Gesundheit with Jacobus radio show.